I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep us stuck. The mission of Smashing the Plateau is helping solopreneur experts build more stable and consistent recurring revenue in their business. Smashing the Plateau is part of the Best Network, providing expert individual and team mentorship, peer support, and curated educational content that reinforces and expands our goal of the show, helping solopreneur experts get the recurring revenue they deserve. To learn more about us and Best Network and schedule time to speak with me about how to smash your plateau, go to smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. That's smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Natasha Che. Natasha is the founder of Soundwise, the world's first audio publishing platform that gives podcasters detailed knowledge about their subscribers and the ability to reach out to subscribers in multiple ways. Natasha is also a personal growth teacher, an award-winning podcaster, and a contributing author to Huffington Post and Entrepreneur. She holds a PhD degree in economics from Georgetown University. Natasha, welcome to the show.
Thanks, David. I'm so glad to be on.
It's great to have you on. It was really great having an opportunity to meet you in person at the New Media Summit in San Diego just a few months ago. And I'm really excited about what we're going to be discussing today because it's a really hot topic for a lot of solopreneurs. And to start off, let's talk a little bit about audio content and why it's so powerful. What are your thoughts about that?
Oh my God, David, I have so much to say about this because I'm a huge audio junkie. And because of the business I'm in, I've noticed, you know, people who are experts and solopreneurs and small business owners who sell informational and educational-based products are getting really great results from doing podcasts. And the reason are several. First of all, you know, podcast listeners as a base, they are a educated bunch, you know? They generally have college degrees and they are super avid learners and they are information junkies and they always want to learn new things. And secondly, because you're catching also a group of people who want to learn things on the go. And this is a very intimate medium. You are talking directly into people's ears. And a lot of times people say, oh, I feel like I really know the person who's talking, even though you've never met the person. So it's a great way to establish relationship with your potential customers if you do it right. That clause is important if you do it right. And the third thing is because it's also rapidly expanding because we are all getting so busy these days. People don't have time to sit down and read blogs and to watch videos for hours and hours. People want to absorb information and learn things on the go while they have some spare time, while they're driving, while they're gardening or working out. And the podcast is just a, you know, very effective medium for that. So if there's anything, if content marketing is your thing, if you think that you have valuable content that you can educate a potential audience based on in order to, you know, to build your brand name and attract more new customers, then podcasting is a, you know, very effective way to go if you do it right.
Right. So one of the things that I'm hearing you say, Natasha, is that solopreneurs that have a business that has an educational component to it should think about podcasting as a learning medium.
Yes. Yes. To educate your potential customers. I've seen so many success cases with, you know, coaches, therapists, people who are consultants in certain fields, people, you know, who sell educational products from their expertise. Basically, any kind of expertise that you have that you want more people to know about. And as long as you're selling to humans, and I think a podcast is a great way to put your message out there and attract more buyers.
So before we get to doing it right, what are some of the most common mistakes you see business owners make when it comes to using a podcast to try to engage and educate their audience?
Yes. Yeah, that's such a great question, because the most common mistakes I see people make, number one, is that they focus on the wrong metrics. And what I mean is, most people, when they first start podcasting, they're so obsessed about the download number. It's like, oh my God, my download number increased like 15% this month. That must mean like I'm getting somewhere. But the thing is, what I tell people is you really need to set up your podcast correctly in order to optimize the conversion. What I mean by conversion is you want to take your listeners who start as a casual listeners effectively onto the next stage. And the next stage can be, you know, subscribe to your podcast. It can be, you know, sign up for a free consultation with you or whatever call to action that you want people to take for the next stage. And if that's not happening, then your download numbers do not mean anything, because it doesn't get you the business results. And maybe a lot of people listening, but it will be like, oh, that's nice information. Thank you. Bye. And you don't get any results from that and wasting a bunch of time. So it's like, if you don't optimize your podcast conversion, you will be, you know, a lot of people that focus on social media, driving traffic to their podcast, getting new listeners, but all of that effort is pointless unless you really set up your podcast correctly to convert listeners to the next stage of their journey so that you can create a higher impact on your listeners.
Right. So what you're suggesting is that people think about the business results they want to achieve.
Yes. Have a clear call to action. Have a clear goal that you want to, a journey that you want to take your listener through, and really put some thought into it. You know, this is like, we all know the 80-20 rule. And I think getting your podcast set up to convert is the 20% that will get you the 80%. And the traffic, the listener growth, it comes over time. But you know what? The conversion piece, it doesn't have to take time. That's something you can set up on day one. So that's the first mistake that I see people make, is not to optimize that 80-20 rule. And the second thing is that, you know, talking about the podcast conversion, is a lot of times what I see people, what they talk about on their podcast is either some kind of, you know, information dump. So if you're an expert, now, for example, we had a client who is a wardrobe consultant. So she has a podcast, basically, she talks about, you know, how to pick up good clothes, like for professional women. And her episodes would be, which is like a lot of times, a lot of episodes are run, is, hey guys, I know many of you asked me about how to pick the best color for your body type. So today I will tell you about how to pick the best color for your body type. And she go on to do an information dump to her listeners. And then at the end, she says, okay, so if you like this episode, please subscribe to this podcast. So that's it. That's how most of podcast episodes are done from like solopreneur experts when they're doing a like solo episode. We can talk about the guest interviews later. But the thing is, that is not very effective, because what are people supposed to do after they listen to this? Most likely they will say, oh, that's nice information. I guess I will check her out later someday, because it's not super important. And someday usually equals never. So what we teach at SoundWise is that we actually have a formula that we teach people called high converting episode formula, to really, you know, give people the pointers of how you need to conduct, how you need to structure your episode in order for people, for your listeners, to realize the type of value that they are getting from you and actually take action on that.
So what's the alternative to the information dump?
Yes. So, you know, we have upcoming course called Podcast Conversion Masterclass. And this is part of what we teach, is the high converting episode formula, which has really, you know, five parts. It's like a recipe. Mm-hmm. And the five parts are: one part building trust, one part highlighting listener problem, one part painting the picture of opportunity, one part of explaining the solution, and one part extending the invitation. And the five parts put together equals a winning episode. And you know, notice I said like these five parts, they're really measured parts. It's like you want to allocate adequate time to each of these parts. And can I explain what these parts are?
Yeah, sure.
So the first part is what I call, it's very important that is you want to build trust with your listeners, because we buy from people we trust and like. So the trust comes from, you know, I like you. And then the trust also comes from, I, you know, trust your expertise and competence. So in each episode, you should include at least one of these to build trust and credibility with your listeners. And these, one piece of the following, okay? One piece that demonstrates your expertise. These can be client success stories, your own success stories, your listener endorsement. And I will tell you in a bit how to get more listener endorsement. And also one piece of humanness to connect and to relate. These are things related to, you know, emotional moments with people you love, your strength, your struggles and self-doubts, your failings and your disappointments, and also your impossible aspirations that you're daring enough to put it out there for people to see. And that's both relatable and inspiring to your listeners. And, you know, and also the third piece is one piece of kind, altruistic action on your part. So those can be, you know, the charities you donate to, the volunteer activities that you do, you know, stories of you going out of your way to help someone. Now, I don't mean that you just, you know, dump these things all together at the beginning of your episode. No, what I'm saying is the sequence of these things don't matter, but you need to show the human side of you, and you need to show, somehow demonstrate, show, not tell, your expertise to people throughout the episode. You can, you know, sprinkle things here and there, or you can, you know, just talk about this one story and you're done, move on. There are different ways to do this, but this piece needs to be there in order for a casual listeners to get to know you a bit and to start to relate to you and to start to, you know, get a glimpse of your expertise that can, you know, that what you can help them with. So that's the first part, building trust. And that's the essential element of a good episode. And the second part is highlighting the listener's problem. So the counterexample I just mentioned, a wardrobe consultant, what she did was she mentioned one word about this example, like the problem that she's solving with her episode, which is, you don't know how to pick the right color for your body type. And here I'm going to tell you. Then he jumps right in into the solution. But the thing is, that is not very effective because you have not established why this problem is so important to solve. Now, your listeners may know, I need some help with that. But they also need help with a gazillion other things in their life. You know, life is full of problems. And oftentimes, every one of us, we let the urgent overrides the important things, right? We all do that. We tend to the urgent problems and we forget, we always push the important problems to later. And what you need to show people is why this is an important problem to solve for them. And that needs to be laid out really, you know, in details, give examples and quotes and paint the scenarios. Now, for example, in this episode, we are talking about podcast conversion. Why? Because podcasting is a lot of work, and that work goes unappreciated a lot of times when you're not getting the client leads and the loyal followings you want. And then you feel like, you know, you're running on a hamster's wheel with the podcast. You're always thinking, okay, if I do more, if I work on this more, if I give more value to listeners, maybe they will buy something from me. And then after you upload a new episode at 2 a.m. after working on it for 5 hours, and you start wondering, well, does this effort I'm putting into the episode make a difference? You know, in this, we are living in a noisy world, in the sea of podcasts, is what I'm doing significant? I know I had this thought when I had my first podcast, and I know many of, you know, our customers had this thought because they've directly said the same word to me, and it's super frustrating. Now, that is the example of laying out really the issue, the topic of the episode, so that you really inspire people to inspire your listeners to actually take a look, to pause and think, oh, this is an important problem to solve. And this is also, you know, if you listen to most of the great motivational speakers, that's what they do. Because, you know, when people don't have the motivation, a huge part of it is they don't realize that space that they are in is not good enough, right? So what good motivational speakers, what they're really good at is to make you realize this, you have a problem, and that is the problem you need to take action to solve. And that's where the motivation comes in. So it's really, you know, highlighting the listener problem is the part that needs to be in your episode. Don't skip over that and just jump right into the solution that you provide to people. So that's the second part. And the third part is, you know, you want to paint the picture of possibility. What is possible for your listeners after you talked about this topic that you're talking about in this episode? What is possible to their life, to their business, if they take action on that? So, you know, to take this example that we're talking about podcast conversion, right? So podcast, it doesn't have to be a marathon. When you implement, you know, the podcast conversion strategies that we are talking about, you will be a lot more effective in getting your listeners to buy from you while being perfectly, you know, yourself. You don't need to sound like a salesperson or annoying, or, you know, read sponsorship note, and which people will skip through. And, you know, you will be able to work less on your podcast while getting more reward from it. So that's, you know, you really need to paint the picture of the possibilities, inspire your listeners to see what's possible for them before you jump into explaining what you do, before that information dump. And then you can go to one part of explaining the solution. You know, that's the topic of the episode. Now, let me tell you how you can pick the best color for your body type in the clothes you wear. After I have explained to you why that's such a huge problem, and oftentimes, you know, you can use your own client's story where they were before they started working with you, right? And after I've talked about what will be possible for you when you get this puzzle solved, and then I can go into, you know, providing my expertise. But providing my expertise need to be built upon really, you know, positioning your listeners in the right place to actually receive that message. And if you don't do that, after your information, after your content sharing, they will be like, oh, thank you, and that's nice, and they don't take any action, which is not what you want at all, right?
Right. So, Natasha, I have a question. If your podcast is focused on a particular problem, like let's take the wardrobe consultant as an example.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting that the host paint the problem of what the wardrobe consultant solves and paint the same problem every single episode? Or are you suggesting that it be a little different for each episode?
Well, this formula can be applied in multiple ways, right? So you can apply it to whatever is specific to the topic that you're teaching people about in that episode. So for the wardrobe consultant, she has this one episode talking about picking the right color. Next episode, she'll be talking about something else. Maybe, you know, which brand to wear for a certain type of professions. I don't know. I'm, you know, just picking up examples there.
Right. So in the episode about the brand, the pain point could be tied to the brand as opposed to the colors.
Yeah. So my point here is before you share the information, before you share what you know, to really set your listener up to be as receptive as possible to your message. Does that make sense?
Makes total sense. Is there another point to this, the sequence you were describing?
Yeah. So the final part is, you know, extending the invitation, which is, you know, the next stage call to action that you want people to take. And the call to action can be, you know, very simple. It's, you know, give us subscribe, click on that button to subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast. That's the first stage action. And if your episode is about a certain offering, you know, the next stage can be take the journey to a more personal level, maybe book a consultation with you, you know, or you can, the invitation can be, a related problem that related to the problem that you provided a solution for in the episode. And you ask people to take action to solve that problem. And that is actually a very effective way to ask people to take action, because you've solved one problem for people. You know, like in this episode, we talk about how to pick the best color for your body type, right? So now you know what's the best color for you. Having a good outfit also depends on, are you going to wear pants or skirts or dresses? How are you going to make a decision on that depending on your body type? And if that's something you're interested in, I have this worksheet on my website that you can go to my website and get a worksheet. So you see, that's the next extension of the problem that you helped solve in the episode, because you already helped solve part of the puzzle, one piece of the puzzle. Now the next piece of the puzzle naturally comes up. So if your audience has been positioned in the right way and they realize, oh, this is problem solved, and you help me solve this problem, and then they will be more likely, once you bring up this next layer, next piece of the puzzle, they will be more likely to take on the offer. Does that make sense?
Yes, Natasha. And what I was going to say was that particularly for solopreneur experts, many of them struggle with trying to build consistent, stable, recurring revenue. And I wondered if we could talk a little bit about revenue models and what you've seen work really well to tie the content creation through a podcast and building recurring revenue.
Yes, that's a great topic, because that's also what we talk about, what we educate a lot of our customers on Downwise, is because, you know, a lot of our customers, they are solopreneurs. They have an educational-based business. And a lot of times, you know, they're a consultant, they're teaching people something, they have their incomes are from, you know, live workshops or being hired to do one-on-one sessions or being hired by individuals or companies to do coaching sessions. And these are their like a higher ticket, you know, income sources. And when they start a podcast, what our advice is, one piece of advice is consider also create an audio course to take your podcast listeners to the next stage of the journey. So that is something that is between a free product, which is a podcast, and a high ticket product, which is having personal coaching with you or coming to a event that is more costly with you. So in between that, it's, you know, an audio course is a very good bridge product to get people to be more invested in you, to get people to, you know, start to, you know, buying stuff from you, you know, before taking them to the next stage of their journey, which is, you know, maybe before you ask them to invest a lot more on you. So because it's a natural bridge product to actually build the relationship with your potential customers, and then at the same time, deepening the relationship and also make passive incomes from it. And the nice benefit of doing an audio course when you already have a podcast is that when people, your podcast listeners, the reason they listen to podcasts is because they have a problem that need to be solved, and that is solved by podcast. And the problem is they want to learn things, but they don't have time. So that's why they listen to podcasts, because they can listen to it wherever they are and still learn things. And when you have podcast listeners, you know that's already their problem. And you build an audio course that is, you know, for sure that you are solving a problem for them, because they're listening to, the fact that they're listening to podcasts means they have this problem. So that is really, you know, building an audio course on top of the free podcast is a natural like customer ascension stage to take your listeners up one level, to deepen their relationship, to deepen the transformation that you help them to go through.
That's a great example.
Yes.
Great example. And Natasha, whom do you know personally who has done a remarkable job at smashing plateaus?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say my friend Yvonne Winehouse, she's also a customer of ours, but she is a New York Times bestseller. She's a relationship coach and specifically parenting coach. And she did a great job. She was, you know, on New York Times and Oprah, but that was, you know, long time ago. I would say maybe like 10 years, 15 years ago. And then, you know, she changed her focus to focus on client coaching and one-on-one coaching. And, but then she really just more recently, she really reinvented herself, you know, into, because she felt like called to, you know, help more people, to spread her message wider, to go beyond one-on-one coaching. So she's been really doing a great job to reinvent herself from a, you know, coaching, from a coach therapist to a speaker and a expert, educational expert for parents. So she's, you know, started selling online courses and products and audio courses. And for people who've done this, I'm sure you know, like the business model of, you know, selling courses and speaking is totally different from being a one-on-one therapist. So, but she's been, you know, just so willing to learn and so willing to, you know, step out of her comfort zone again and again and again. And I just really admire her for that. And then, of course, you know, her work has, you know, generated result for her. And, you know, a lot of it is because she's really, you know, willing to be open to new ideas, to try new tactics, to go out of her comfort zone.
Sounds like a great example. Natasha, do you have a free gift that you'd like to offer our audience?
Yes. So if you have already, you know, doing something audio, for example, a podcast, we have a free tool on SoundWise. It's called SoundWave Video Maker that can help you generate a video clip from your podcast that you can share on social media, makes your posts more engaged and generate more clicks for your episodes. And you can go to mysoundwise.com/wave_video to get that, you know, free tool. And also, we are, as I mentioned earlier in the episode, we have a upcoming course, audio course on SoundWise called Podcast Conversion Master Course, which is, you know, we spend a lot of time, you know, working on this as we observe a lot of our, the customers' problems that they've been experiencing. And we used to do all these like one-on-one sessions with people to teach people how to increase the conversion for their podcast. And I figure, you know, we don't have time to talk to everyone. So we just put our best practice suggestions into this upcoming course. And right now the enrollment is not open yet, but, you know, people can sign up for the enrollment waitlist at mysoundwise.com/conversion. And then we will notify you when the enrollment is open in the, should be in the next couple months.
Sounds great. Well, Natasha, besides the information about the free gift and the waiting list for the, for your course, how can listeners learn more about you and follow you?
Yes, they can always go to, you know, mysoundwise.com to check us out. And also, you know, you can talk to me on LinkedIn. I, in the past week, I haven't checked LinkedIn, but it's just because I'm traveling, some, you know, conference. But usually I check my LinkedIn regularly and love to connect with people there.
Sounds great. Well, Natasha, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau. My guest has been Natasha Che, founder and president of SoundWise. Thank you again, Natasha, for joining us.
Thank you, David.
I'm David Schreiner Khan. Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau. The mission of Smashing the Plateau is helping solopreneur experts build more stable and consistent recurring revenue in their business. Smashing the Plateau is part of the Best Network, providing expert individual and team mentorship, peer support, and curated educational content that reinforces and expands our goal of the show, helping solopreneur experts get the recurring revenue they deserve. To learn more about us and Best Network and schedule time to speak with me about how to smash your plateau, go to smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. That's smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. We want to help you smash your plateau.